A local government expert says installing a commissioner at the embattled Invercargill City Council is the most sensible option. The council's under increasing scrutiny after the Department of Internal Affairs requested information in August over rising tensions and serious concerns about their ability to govern. An independent governance review yesterday revealed long-standing Mayor Tim Shadbolt is struggling to fulfil significant parts of his role, leaving a leadership void. Tess Brunton has more.
Dr. Andy Asquith, keenly following the debacle at the Invercargill City Council. He's the director of the Public Sector Management Group at Massey University. For him, setting up a commissioner makes the most sense, but isn't the only option.
If you think about the events of the last 24 hours and the way that the report's been received, it demonstrates to me that the council doesn't have the institutional capacity to do what's needed to be done. I suppose one other option that could be considered, but it might be unpalatable in certain quarters, is quite simply for the mayor to resign.
The review found a leadership void, the election of a divisive councillor, and the relationships between councillors among the problems the council faces. Three southern mayors, Clutha's Brian Cadogan, Central Otago's Tim Cadogan, and Gary Kircher from Waitaki, signed a letter for the review, detailing their concerns about Sir Tim's ability to govern. Both Cadogans declined to speak, saying they didn't want to distort the process. Gary Kircher wouldn't comment on the concerns raised, saying he wants to preserve the reputation of Sir Tim Shadbolt after his many years of service to the community.
It's about how the people of Invercargill can find the right solution for them and make sure that they have their democratic processes looked after, but ultimately there's a solution there which helps the town retain his good reputation and for local government to also retain its reputation. It's the ideal situation there.
Dr. Andy Asquith has never heard of mayors speaking out in a review like this before.
It was widely known in local government circles in the middle of last year that perhaps Tim Shadbolt ought not to seek re-election. And it also raises a question as to the fact that if people realised things were deteriorating so much in Invercargill, why it took so long for Internal Affairs to intervene.
Yesterday, the council revealed its action plan. Appoint two external appointees to council, develop a clear set of delegations for the deputy mayor, include training for elected members, and measure progress through annual evaluations. Local Government Minister Nanaia Mahuta says intervention or a crown advisor isn't on the agenda yet.
Seems to be the most popular thing at the moment, isn't it? I mean, first and foremost, we have to have confidence in councils to be able to make good decisions. And then if that's not the case, there are thresholds that need to be met for the government to make decisions about what level of support may need to be provided. But, you know, we've made ourselves available to provide advice.
Yesterday, Mayor Sir Tim Shadbolt defended himself, saying the report is scapegoating him for the failings of the council, despite the report being unanimously accepted earlier this month. The Department of Internal Affairs says his statement doesn't change the fact the council has agreed to develop and implement an action plan. The department will review the plan before providing advice to the minister about what action she might take. For Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, TNA.